of Reach Emergency Roadside Assistance. My name is Trinicia. Are you calling from a safe location?
Yes.
And are you currently in need of roadside assistance?
Yes.
Can I have the spelling of your first name?
It's LaShawnda.
Last name?
Ramirez, RamiRez.
Good callback number?
702-542-2881.
Would you like to receive mobile text updates with the status of your service?
No.
Can I have your policy number?
It's NV AP 0004 3588.
So that's six zeros.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5 0.
And the last 6 digits of your VIN number?
Is you in my way, babe? The last 5 digits?
6.
Is 03770.
What's the year, make, and model of the car you're calling about?
The one that I'm calling about is a Yukon, 2015 Yukon XL.
Alright, so I believe you gave me the wrong policy number because that's not the vehicle that's listed here. The wrong VIN number.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought it was the same. 03770.
That's the one you just gave me.
Oh, hold on. Let me see if I got another one. I thought they was the same for each. Can you get it out of the trap? I'm in a different car because I had to leave this one where it was at. Hold on for 1 second. I don't know why both of these are not on here.
Goodness. Oh, I don't know.
Okay, I'm sorry, ma'am. The VIN number for this car is 05788.
You said 05788?
Uh-huh.
Is there another number? It's supposed to be 6.
Okay, so 605788.
Do you have this vehicle listed on the policy?
Yeah. The last 4 of the VIN is 605788. It should have this. Oh, it looks like it got a different policy number too. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I don't know why.
You go ahead with the policy number.
No. Actually, it's the same. NVA, P as in Paul, 0000435888.
All right, so this one isn't popping up. The only one that's popping up is the one you gave me before.
Okay, you want me to give you the whole VIN number?
I mean, only the,
on the Yukon?
The last 6.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's it. I have the papers in my hand.
Yukon XL C15S. That's the model.
All right, what was the first
And the last
VIN number again?
On the car or on the truck?
On the car, what was that VIN number again?
Okay, the VIN number on the car is 003770. That's on my Elantra.
Okay, one second. And you said the VIN number for that was 605788?
605788, yes,
okay.
Ma'am.
All right, and what's the year, make, and model again?
It is a 2011, no, I'm sorry, that's the wrong one. 2015 GMC Yukon XL.
Okay, and what color is it?
Black.
And what's the issue with the vehicle?
My key fob is not working, so I want to have it towed to my house.
All right, so will the vehicle drive at all? Can you shift out of parking to neutral?
Oh, let me see. Can you shift it out of park? Put it in park? Is it neutral?
No.
You can't do nothing? No, it's not driving at all. Put your foot on the thing and see if you can take it off and put it in neutral.
Okay.
I know. I'm just asking because she's asking.
No, this is like I take the key from the key fob.
Uh-huh.
I take it out and it's open. And they did not start. This is when they push the button.
Okay.
So that I can then take the alarm.
Okay. So now the alarm is not even going off.
No.
Well, that's good because that was annoying.
What?
All right. So your vehicle is a four-wheel drive or two-wheel drive?
A four-wheel drive or two-wheel?
Yeah, no, this doesn't make it.
I have to be four. But let me check, because I got the booth right here. I'm not really sure if it's four or two-wheel drive.
Okay. Will you be there with the keys when the provider arrives?
Yeah.
Will anybody be needing a ride with the provider?
I'm sorry.
Will anybody be needing a ride with the provider?
No.
All right. What is the address where your car is currently located?
I need the address to the store, babe. So ask her because they need the address. Just ask the lady. She's still here. You could just knock and ask her. She's right there. I see her.
All right, whatever. Let me just do stuff so different.
Can you hold for just a second because I'm trying to look. 2640 Las Vegas Boulevard.
2640 Las Vegas Boulevard.
Look at it, the Dollar General. What is the address where you would like the vehicle to be taken to?
2430 St. George Street.
Reach out to a service provider that can assist you. Once I do, you're going to receive a text message of the provider's name, phone number. Well, no, you didn't opt into the text message features. So I'm going to have to give you a call back with the information once I secure a provider.
Okay. I'm sorry. I should have just opted for that, but I didn't know that that's how it was going to work. It's my first time using the emergency notification.
That's okay, ma'am. I can give you a call back.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Can I assist you with anything else?
No, that will be it. I appreciate your help.
You're welcome. You have a wonderful day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.